Welcome to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Narrow Road Between Desires for the first time and analyze it. This is page 124. Lee. The pantry is choking on barley. But since he runs a still, the innkeeper was already shaking his head. No best, he said. I won't go poisoning my customers with hill wine. You have no idea what can end up in that stuff. But I do know, Reshi, Bass said. Ethyl acetates and methanes. And tinlich. There's none of that. The innkeeper blinked. Did he stopped. Started again. Bast. Have you actually been reading Psyllium Tincture? I did, Reshi. For the betterment of my education. Bass beamed proudly. And my desire to not poison our customers or go blind my own self. I got a taste, and I can say with confident authority that what Martin makes is far away from hill wine. It's lovely stuff. Halfway to Rees. And that's not something I say lightly. The innkeeper stroked his upper lip thoughtfully. Where did you get some to taste? He asked. I traded for it, Bass said, deftly skirting the edges of the truth. Not only would it give Martin a chance to settle his tab, but it would help us get new stock in. I know that's harder these days, roads bad as they are. The innkeeper held up both hands helplessly. I'm already convinced, Bast. At the end of the page. I'm Vin.
I'm RJ.
I'm John from Vintus.
Bast, I won't go poisoning my customers with hill wine.
Yeah. There's definitely some like Green Acres vibes here occasionally in the New Air sequences.
Well, Bass seems to think that it's a fine bro. What is that word? Tin leech?
I think it means like, you know, metal leaching into the alcohol. It's not, I don't think it's a real, I don't know, cursory Google to the rest of you.
Yeah, just to literally assume 10, you know, getting into the stuff.
Right. I mean, yeah.
But there must be something.
Okay. Well, I don't get an actual, like word for word, like tin leech, but the first thing that pops up is like tin leaching into canned goods. So yeah,
it's probably a thing. I guess if he were to store it in a can, maybe, then yeah. What do you guys think Rees is? Halfway to Rees. You think it's a place?
I think it's a particular type of alcohol that's very prized.
That's a good question. I have no idea. It could be. I thought of it as.
It might be champagne.
Yeah.
It's only Rees if it actually comes from Rees. Otherwise, it's just sparkling.
Right.
Authoritarianism.
Or it's a great place to get liquor, or halfway to Rees is just happens to be some random ass expression we've never heard, which means like, no, that's the bee's knees.
No, I think that Rees is a particularly, yeah, like or joy posited perhaps a fey liquor of some kind that could be. Oh.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's, Bast, I guess, skirts the truth.
Yes, very artfully.
Traded for it. Is that really deftly skirting the edges of the truth?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, what did he trade for it?
It was a secret that Costrell told him.
Yeah.
That Martin has a still. Yeah, okay. See? It was so deftly skirting that you didn't even realize where the skirt was.
No, I didn't. I failed to see the skirt until it was past me. I thought I had missed something in the last couple pages. But yeah, he did trade for it. That's the kind of stuff I would do with my parents. I used to tell little lies sometimes. Yeah.
He didn't lie at all.
I mean,
this gives Martin an out on his tab. So I guess they're trading for his delicious quality liquor. And I wonder,
Martin's not going to know that.
No.
I mean, ideally, it would be a great deal. It's going to make it awkward when Martin comes in next time. And Quoth is like,
I wonder if like Martin comes in and every time he sees Bass, he's like, you! He throws a hatchet at him immediately. Or like, has he gotten over that yet? Like,
it's on site every time. Yeah.
Like a running gag.
Pat can't find Reese on a map. Amanda wants to know if you drink Reese. Are you a Riesling? That's your joke fanfare.
Okay. Like, why are we singing Rocky music about a wine pun?
Just fanfare.
Okay, just fanfare.
Just some fanfare. Yes, that I did not give to the doodles yesterday.
Oh no.
We don't have to get back into that.
That's for the best.
So there's definitely like, I'm not going to remember this, but you know, there's wood alcohol is the kind of alcohol, is one kind of alcohol that you definitely do not want to imbibe because you actually can go blind. There are lots of,
you know, technical,
right?
You know, chemically isopropyl, classified alcohols. That. Yeah.
You know, you just want to, ethanol food is the only type of alcohol that humans may wish to consider drinking. I consider it often. And, but you know, so yeah, so that, you know, so the whole thing about going blind from drinking alcohol from hill wine is just a matter of distillation where you're not properly separating the different alcohols. And that's why I think Bass, or rather Quoth, is incredulous initially about the quality of what Martin might have been producing. However, Bass gives it his seal of approval. And apparently Bass' palate is so fine that, you know, he can detect that there are no ethyl acetates or methanes. I don't know the way it's spelled here. And of course, Tin Leech.
He must have a refined Fane palate.
Palate is fine and refined.
Okie doke. Just a quick note. Our research intern, Patrick Not Rothfuss, notifies us that there's no mention of Reese in the main books. So,
new content for the King Killer Chronicles.
There we go. All right. Well, we will be ladling additional content into your ear holes on tomorrow's narrow page.
Content.